Lucid.
Hi.
Hey.
We're back.
Now we are. Yeah.
Here we are, everyone.
We've got another great, great day of Prince-inspired David Bowie albums for you today. Today I'd like to call this the posthumous day, or as I like to say, post-humorous days.
Yeah, which actually, in early modern times, that referred to your radius and your ulna, the post-humorous bones on the arm. They come after the humor. Humorous.
Are you talking about the humerus minor, or the humerus greater?
The humerus majori.
Yeah, that's a great bone. Probably one of the top five bones of all time, next to the medulla.
And speaking of humors, actually, I think this is a good time to
talk about... I'm very sanguine.
I know.
A sanguine boy.
No. I don't know if you know this, but most celebrities, David Bowie and Prince included, subscribe to the Four Humors philosophy.
Yeah, it's actually a BuzzFeed. It's actually a BuzzFeed newsletter.
Pursuit.
Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, if you're interested...
An open letter to those interested.
For those of you that are into that kind of thing, you can go on to www.buzzfeed.com and search your daily humor, and it'll sort of give you a humorous horoscope of your daily humor. So, like, you know, if today's like a sanguine day, you know, if it's like a bilious day, you know, it'll tell you. I mean, you know, some days just they're more bilious than others, and BuzzFeed knows.
True.
BuzzFeed knows.
True.
So we have some great tribute songs up today. We have Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. We have Bruce Mellencamp.
Yep.
We have Bruce Jackson.
Bruce Manilow.
Yes. Bruce White. Mm-hmm. Also mm-hmm. Bruce Black.
Yeah. Bruce Idol.
Yes. And also Bruce Brown. A lot of Bruces.
Bruce Lennon.
Yes, exactly. Today's
cousin of Bruce McCartney.
Yeah. And a Bruce Starr. Most people forget the fourth Bruce.
Yeah.
If you guys probably are familiar with the famous 1960s British first wave British invasion band, the Bruces.
They really made their mark on musicians, but they're sort of the music that music listens to these days, which is, you know, interesting in and of itself. Kevin, what do we want to play for our fans right now?
I'm really feeling some like early 2000s emo. It's like that kind of a day. Okay. Maybe like a little Panic at the Disco.
Okay, I'll see what I can find.
Maybe a little Blink 594.
Yeah, Blink 574.
That's, you know, they actually named 574 Boston Avenue after that band.
It's true, yeah.
You know, maybe some like classic that death cap for cute boy.
Death cab dummies.
Yeah. What are you feeling?
I have some emo options.
No.
Yeah. A lot of people lately, you know, there's a lot of people I know who don't listen to music.
You know who doesn't listen to music? The daddy of daddies.
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you thinking?
I don't know. But Kevin, tell me, how was your Passover weekend?
It was good. I would say odd things happen, but you know, that's to be expected from
when the angel of death is flying by.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, actually, I saw Father John Misty play on Friday, and I have to say,
for those of you that don't know, Father John Misty is indeed an ordained minister. But yes. Continue.
And it just reminded me of a lot of different things. For example, people at concerts are the worst.
Yeah, they're really bad.
There was a lot of really gross early 30s couples like stand spooning each other, and I gotta say, I barfed in my mouth a little bit. I expected a little bit more irony and self-awareness from a Father John Misty audience, but it seems that they haven't read the good book.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, Passover does strange, horny things to people.
Hmm,
And
not anything I wanted to see.
Exactly. And you know, it's it's a shame out there, you know, when you're just a girl in your young yeah. 20s without a
I'm not even in my 20s.
Yeah, well, if you're just a girl if you're just a girl in your almost young 20s,
yeah,
and you know, you don't have an early 30s guy to stand spoon with, you know,
then what am I even doing there, you know?
You're looking, you're seeking. Right, Seekingspoon.com. For those of you that don't know, that's my new website.
Yes, we are, along with our trend forecasting group, we're actually starting a matchmaking group for those who can afford it.
Mm-hmm. Forkseekingspoon.com.
Mm-hmm. Titled under the larger corporation, Shulman, Sibylla & Don Limited.
LLC. So this new matchmaking service, you classify yourself as either a fork or a spoon, and then get paired up with someone of the opposite cutler.
We send you to a stomp clap concert of some kind, and you guys see how it works.
It's generally like a Queen tribute band, you know, and then
the Lumineers.
Yeah, yeah. I'd just like to give a quick shout out to this entry level request by our loving friend Kate Sibylla. This is Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
Ho ho ho.
By the Lumineers. Right now, live on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
1 minute, please.
Ho. Hey. Ho, hey.
This is actually the song.
We're having some technical difficulties. Helen recently forgot how to use a MacBook.
That's a lie.
There it is.
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Been sleeping in my bed. Hey! So show me family. Hey! All the blood that I will bleed.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. in the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream. I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die, or the last of those bad thoughts will finally be out. There's a darkness upon you that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night, and I'm frightened by those who don't see. I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die, the last of those bad thoughts are finally out. In the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
What's up, kids? So, Helen's having a lot of trouble with her MacBook. I think it's because she forgot.
Talking so brave and so sweet. giving me head on the unmade bed, while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh. And that was called love, for the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got a way I never once heard you say. I need you. I don't need you. I need you. I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you. I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you. That often
go, just like the hearse you died to get in again. We are so far from you. Burning on, just like a match, just like to incinerate the lives of everyone you know. And what's the world? From every heart you break.
liked Panic at the Disco song, Helen Mirren.
Great song. Great actress.
A real classic.
Yeah. Almost as good as Charlotte Gainsbourg in Charlotte Gainsbourg.
But neither as good as Serge Gainsbourg.
Not as good. Or even Brigitte Birkin.
Namesake of the Brigitte Birkin hat.
Yeah. By Aeropostale. It's, you know, it's actually Aeropostale's number one most selling. You know, Aeropostale has a waiting list.
They have a huge waiting list.
I mean, it's a really popular hat.
Yeah.
It's a really popular hat.
Because, and you know, it actually isn't that flattering on most people, but the way that they've marketed it has just been, you know, incredible.
I mean, they're all handmade. You can get one in crocodile. You can get one in not crocodile. You can get one in leather. You can get one in not leather.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable, the options. But, you know, despite all of this, like, usually I associate having that kind of choice with, like, you know, oversaturation of options, and you don't really want any of them. And, you know, you become someone who is just always looking for the one right thing rather than settling, you know? And they, you know, they really give you the perfect number of options.
Yeah.
Which I think is really the genius of their marketing.
Yeah, also the genius of My Chemical Romance. Just so many options with respect to music.
But united options.
Such versatility. Verisimilitude.
Yeah.
Such Versace.
Yes. Oh,
they're so Versace. Yeah. I would say they're the Versace of emo rock.
I would have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
Who then would you say is the Valentino of emo rock?
It would definitely have to be,
in your opinion,
Pete Doherty. I can't remember the name of that band. The Wombats.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Interesting
choice. They're great. I would say the real Balenciaga of emo rock is, that's definitely has to go to, just the iconic 70s Bob Dylan. I mean, he really started the trend, emo rock. I mean,
see, I would say it was The Cure.
Really?
Is the Balenciaga. Really?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive? Because
I've done some research on the subject, and of course it is still up for debate.
I would say a close second to Bob Dylan would have been The Fray.
Huh. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Or a Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I would consider them to be more of, a coach. Or Michael Kors. Music, but
would you consider Blink-182 to be Vineyard Vines?
No.
Top
not
Man.
Vineyard Vines, probably. Hood by Air.
Ooh, that's a scathing review.
Well, we try to keep it honest here on Tufts Aesthetics.
Yes, that is true.
That's our aesthetic is honesty. On Tufts Aesthetics.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of listeners on the radio today.
Thank you for listening.
So we've got some great tunes coming up for you next, which is for those of you that don't know, today is our special episode, the Tiny Sad Radio Desk Concerts episode, and coming up on the roster is a fabulous PSA.
Yep.
Being read by our very own Miller Schulman. So, Miller, take it away.
If you want to save yourself time and money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Miller. Great work out there.
You're welcome.
So coming up on air, we've got another great block of commercial-free radio. Live here at WMFO. Let's take it away with Like a Rolling Stone.
Here we go.
By our very own The Ramones.
Life. feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling.
Wanna rip you in. questioned it. What if it was true that all we thought was right was wrong? Simple math, the truth cannot be fractioned. I imply I've got to get it back then.
That's how you should all be feeling now. At the end of our show, that's what we want our listeners to feel.
Like sad little boys.
Yeah.
In a sad little boy world.
Yep. No pastries, no gelato.
Just.
None of it.
It's just a crouton castle.
Yeah. You've built a crouton castle for yourself. It's actually a famous poem by Robert Frost. Crouton Castle.
Mm-hmm. It's actually part two of The Wasteland.
Mm-hmm. Crouton Castles in the Sand.
Yeah. Such a shame. Mm. Okay, so
we're getting ready to sign off. It is 5:56 here in Somerville, Medford. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5. If you want to call in and give the next DJ a request, our phone number is 617-627-3800, but we'll be leaving soon. Feel free to call.
Yeah, so we're gonna end the day with one of our personal favorites.
Hmm.
A nice little 70s jam. You know, we played a little bit of Cosmic Blues by Janis Joplin earlier today, so we're gonna finish things off with a Leonard Cohen classic.
Mm.
Hallelujah, everybody.
Here we go.
Waste time.